Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this radio broadcast and on a beautiful day that the Lord has created. I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And I thank God for His righteous and His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to pray, and I truly thank God for Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you allow us to come before you in your heavenly courts. We come before you, Lord, to bring our petition to you. For you, Lord, to honor us, to honor the verdict of the words that I want to say. Lord God, you are sitting on the throne to hear our plea, to hear our case. Thank you, Father, for being the God with attentive ear to hear what your servant is saying unto you. Dear Lord God, bless our family, heal our loved ones, deliver those who are in captivity by the hand of the enemy. Father, take care of those who are in military, those who are on the forefront, in the medical field, teacher field, whatever position they are in. Father, we thank you, for you are a righteous God, a merciful God, and a God of love. Thank you, Father, for being who you are and what you are to us today. Cover us with your precious blood and your body. Watch over us in the book of Psalm 91, that you protect us from all harm and danger. So, Father God, give us your grace, give us your mercy. And thank you, Father, for you are able to listen to what we have to say. Lord, you see our heart, as David said, "Search my heart." If you see anything, Lord, it's not like you, God, I'm asking you to help me to remove any bitterness, any strife, any hatred, whatever it is to keep me from having a close relationship with you. Father, I thank you. Let your mercy and grace be upon me, as you are our loving God. You are God of forgiveness. So, Lord, teach me to forgive to those who transgress against me. And help me to know, God, if I did anything wrong, help me to know my faults. And, Lord, I give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God, for He is so good that His mercy endures forever. And you know, God is a God of love. He's a God of righteousness. And when we come to God and hold a conversation with our Lord and Savior, we need to come and be open and honest with God and be open and honest with ourselves, knowing that we want God to deliver us and to help us. We need to come to the place of forgiveness. And I truly thank God for Jesus. Now today, there are people who don't want to forgive. They don't want to forgive those who have transgressed against them, those who have hurt them, those who have said bitter things to them. And then when they come back to them and say, "Please forgive me," then they want to hold a grudge against that person or hold it over that person's head. But if a person come to you humble, in a humility way, you need to come to the place and ask God to help you to learn to forgive. And I know that's a hard thing to do, but if you know it's hard for you to do it, that's when you need to ask God to come and help you to learn to forgive our brothers and sisters or those who come against you as well. So I truly thank God for Jesus and thank God for this beautiful day. Some of you are going to the house of God. Some of you are going out to do the work for the Lord. Some of you are on your way to work. praise God. But however God got you, however God ordained your day, praise God. Keep in mind that the Lord is in control. And you do not have to worry long you follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God. That's one thing I love about the Holy Spirit. He's a teacher. That Holy Spirit is a teacher. He's a person. And one thing about it, he's not an it. He's a person who come to minister to you, to guide you, to direct you, to make sure you are on the right track. And I truly thank God for his grace and mercy. So God is so good. He's a loving God. And so I truly thank God for his love that he gave to us in this hour. But I want to take this opportunity to share something with you. And I thank God. I'm going to Luke, the first chapter. Praise God. And I thank God when Gabrielle came to Mary to tell Mary what her job is to do and what's her responsibility. Gabrielle would give Mary a word of her destiny and what in her destiny, in her journey, that she's going to carry a holy seed into her life. And that holy seed is going to change her life forever. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for how the Lord is really using, praise God, the angels. And I thank God for Jesus. And I'm going to start at the 28th verse of Luke, the first chapter. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And that's amazing how God used angels. And most times God will come to you to let you know you are highly favored by him. And when you are highly favored by God, God will give you favor by man. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. It takes God to give you that honor, praise God, that you are highly favored. You deserve that. You earn that. Because when you are obedient and follow the commandment of God and to honor him, to reverence him, he will do you like he did Mary. You are highly favored with him when you please him, when you touch his heart, when he know that you do what he command you to do. You will not hesitate. You will not give him a word, praise God, a mouth, a lip service. You'll say, yes, Lord, I will do. But thank God, Mary was humble in that state to honor what God was saying unto her. And the angel say unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And then the angel say, Behold, look, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give him honor. God will give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the high shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And see, the angel, Gabriel, was giving her detail and how this should be, how this going to happen. It happened by supernatural. She was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, supernatural. Praise God, because she said, I don't know no man. But see, God did it in a supernatural state Praise God. And the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. Praise God. God overshadowed her and placed the holy seed into her womb, supernatural. See, and that would take God for us to know that when God overshadowed us with supernatural miracles, miracle happened immediately by supernatural. But us, we got to be in the spirit realm to see it. Praise God, to recognize of the power of God, and recognize his presence, recognize he's the omnipotent of the Almighty God, and thank God for his mercy and his grace. Truly, God is good. God is a God of mercy and love. God is everything that we need in this hour. And I truly thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. Mary had to accept what the angel of the Lord was saying unto her. She pondered those things in her heart. And then this is what Mary said. Then say Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing no, I know no man? But then Gabriel said this, and behold, another thing, your cousin Elizabeth is pregnant. Praise God. And she's going to bear a child. Praise God. And this is what the angel said. And cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. Nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing too hard for God to do what he has to do. And then he says here, in the sixth month with her who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And that's it. When the Lord wants to do something, we need to come to the place and say, behold, thank you, Lord. Look, whatever you're going to do to me, Lord, let it be done in my life. Whatever you want me to do, let it be done in my life. Whatever ministry that you want me to carry on, to carry your word, let it be me, according to your word. And I thank God Mary had accept whatever the angel of the Lord say to her. She said, let it be according to your word. And then Gabriel left. Praise God. And that's it. It takes us to accept whatever God says according to his word. Let it be done in our lives. So my brothers and sisters, thank God for Jesus Christ. When the Lord wants to do something for us, nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. Everything is impossible. For God is possibility. So let us trust God every step of the way. Let us rely on him. And whatever he wants to do, always say what Mary said, let it be unto me according to his word. I'll be willing to do whatever God commands me to do. And God looking for us to be obedient to his word, to have a willing vessel and a willing mind to serve him. So may the mercy of God, I thank God for Jesus. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you today. And let the blessing of the Lord be upon you. You are highly favored in God. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen. Now for sure.